KERA News. All week, we're revisiting memorable KERA stories from throughout 2020. Masks are essential to stopping the spread of COVID-19. In July, we brought you the story of one Denton couple who had a hard time convincing their daughter to wear a mask. As KERA's Alejandro Martinez reports, the problem inspired the couple to write a bilingual children's book.
At Latinx birthday parties, there's a special moment kids wait for, and it's not the birthday cake. It's gathering around La Piñata to be the next in line to hit it. For 7-year-old Natalia Jaime Samaniego, this moment used to scare her a little. She didn't like covering her eyes with a blindfold.
She has always been scared of that. So all of a sudden, having to see that people had to wear masks was something very scary for her.
That's her mother, Marta Samaniego Calderon. She says when the pandemic started, Natalia was afraid to wear a mask.
La máscara para mí se sentía muy como,
Natalia says como she knew others were wearing masks, but she still didn't want to. Marta knew she wasn't the only parent having conversations about COVID-19 with their kids. So she and her husband, Dan Hyman, decided to write a book. It's called Behind My Mask, or Detrás de mi Cubrebocas. This is Dan, who's also a professor of bilingual education at the University of North Texas.
I think it's really important as educators, as parents, that we really address what kids are feeling in terms of their emotions and their identities.
The book follows a young Latina as she tries on masks. She shares her emotions about them in both Spanish and English. Each mask in the book is illustrated to mean something.
The first mask is making reference to the essential workers, and the second mask is the monarch butterfly, and that's the undocumented community. And
Marta, who's from Veracruz, Mexico, did the illustrations for the book. She says it was important to her to represent these groups. Masks save lives, but Marta points out that they can also make it harder for people, especially people who have experienced racism, to determine if a space is safe.
And right now, with the current political times we're living in, for me, it's very important to read people's emotions and faces and gestures.
The couple hopes the book gives kids an opportunity to talk about the current political climate. At the end of the book, there are blank pages where children can draw their own masks. As a family, they recently drew one for Black Lives Matter.
Yo me siento muy triste.
As for Natalia, she says she's still sad people have coronavirus, but the book has helped.
Mamá me está diciendo que tenemos que usar una máscara y porque el libro que hicieron me inspiró.
She says the book has been an inspiration. She now wears a mask. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Denton.
That's